Welcome to the Art of Overcoming podcast. Here we live our lives as chronic rebels, women who refuse to let chronic health conditions of any kind hold us back. I'm your host, Victoria Teasdale, chronic health strategist and stress coach to rebellious women around the world. In this episode, I will share how to build a self-care kit, a kind of first aid kit for chronic illness flare-ups that helps shorten recovery times. Anyone living with a chronic health condition knows the feeling well. Those first few telltale signs that your illness is making a comeback. You're in for a flare-up. Those initial symptoms that alert you to the decline in your physical, emotional, or cognitive health are enough to fill you with dread. But what if you could shed the dread? What if you could take the flare-ups all in your stride and tackle them confidently in order to shorten the time spent suffering, trying to function adequately, or trying to find the keys you've left in odd places? Like the freezer. Yes, I'm guilty of that. It sounds too good to be true, but it can be done, and I will show you how. But first, I need to explain a few things. Simply because it's by understanding that we allow ourselves to believe. And if you believe, that's half the battle won. The body is a finely tuned machine. When all its systems are operating in perfect balance, that is when it functions at its best. We feel vibrant on all levels of functioning. When something upsets that balance, the body has to work harder to compensate, and if the balance has tipped too far, we experience disease in any of its many forms. The thing that is upsetting the balance is called a stressor, and stressors come in many, many forms. Some people experience more stressors than others on a daily basis. Some of us are born with a lower susceptibility to stressors simply by way of their genetic makeup. This basically means it takes less to tip the balance of our bodies over to disease. This concept is key in understanding chronic illness and regaining your peak functioning. Let's look at why. When your body is out of balance and you are experiencing a flare-up, your body needs support to get back on track. That word is important. Needs. Your body cannot do it on its own anymore, so it has needs if it is to return to wellness. And there is only one person who can fulfill those needs. You guessed it, that's you. So the key point to understand here is, if you want your body to return to peak performance, your focus must be on identifying and meeting its many needs. And the faster you can do that, the faster you will end your flare-up and feel well again. But there are a few common mindset blocks that get in the way of this critical mission. One is that we assume that because we have a formal diagnosis, our illness can only be helped by medical means, and this is simply not true. Medical intervention is indeed a lifesaver for many, and I am not against it, but there are a lot of foundational things that we can do to improve our condition. Many of them do not involve doctors and, when tackled first, can reduce the need for procedures and medications, many of which cause further issues down the line by upsetting the body's other systems. The other block is that we do not like to be different. We like to fit in, to be part of the herd and be accepted. It's a basic human survival instinct. Safety in numbers and all that. But the issue here is that in order to accept our needs, we need to admit to be indifferent. We need to accept it and, dare I say it, come to love it. It's who you are. Your fickle body and mind is as much part of you as your eye colour or that freckle on your left arm. Accepting this will shed a huge emotional weight off your shoulders, believe me. Acceptance also grants you the perk of being able to advocate for yourself if you need help from others to meet your needs. Being unashamedly you will mean that people take your requests in their stride, which brings me to another point. Never let anyone shame you for having these needs. Stand your ground always. There's another point, though, we need to accept. We need to own the fact that if we choose not to meet those needs, we are intentionally extending our own suffering. Whether to suffer or not is a decision we tackle daily through the choices that we make. This also means that we need to make a commitment to our well-being and vitality. We need to commit to making the right choices for our body and mind, no matter how inconvenient that may be. Let's look then at how providing a rapid response to our flare-ups and meeting our body's needs can swiftly improve our well-being and reduce recovery times. A self-care kit contains everything you might need at the first sign of a flare-up in order to restore balance to the body. When put together correctly, a self-care kit does not just involve distraction activities and self-indulgent pamper items. It is more practical in its mission to tackle your flare-up. Think of a self-care kit as a first aid kit, but for chronic illnesses rather than acute injury. It is truly invaluable and should be a standard piece of kit for anyone with chronic health conditions of any kind. Let's get started on building yours, shall we? I've created a mini planning kit for this purpose, which you can download from the show notes below. The first mission you have is to figure out your needs by using your symptoms as a guide. Now, you need to understand that just as Rome wasn't built in a day, so too your self-care kit will evolve over time to fit your needs and new discoveries. Do your best with the knowledge you have right now. We have several functioning areas as humans. You will have needs and possibly symptoms that span all of these, but in order to get the best response, we must tackle them in a certain order. This is because you cannot heal some areas until you meet the needs of others. Don't worry though, we've got this. The first area is physical symptoms. Grab your planning sheet or notebook and write physical as a heading. Then, I want you to add in there anything you experience during a typical flare-up that is part of the physical experience. It could be runny eyes, itching, pain, fatigue, digestive issues, etc. Next up, write sensory symptoms. These can be hard to spot. Even more so because it can be masked by the cognitive and emotional issues it causes. Sensory symptoms can be sensitivity to sound, light or touch, feeling nauseous at meals, struggling with smells, etc. Now we'll cover emotional symptoms. We want to look at the major moods like depression, mania, anger and anxiety, but also emotions that don't often get a mention, like frustration, shame, worthlessness, apathy, etc. There's cognitive symptoms, such as memory and planning issues, brain fog and sequencing, which is being able to do things in the right order. And finally, we want to look at communicative issues. This can involve avoiding people, trouble being understood, trouble understanding others, etc. Now we get to move on to the fun part. You'll need the second sheet in your planning kit. On this sheet, we are going to go through the list of symptoms and note down what we know already helps. There are three things that everyone should have on here. The first thing is a notebook, which I'll explain a little later. The others are on this list because no matter what else you do, if you do not take care of these two needs, nothing will help. They are good quality water and regular unprocessed foods. With the notebook, when we go through a flare-up, sometimes we make connections as to what caused it and what helps to alleviate it. These insights can be invaluable to us in the future, but in the fuzzy-headedness that comes with the flare, we often forget it. By keeping a notebook in our kit, we can make sure that we have the information to hand whenever we need it the most. Good quality water. Well, dehydration is one thing. You're thirsty and you drink. But it is also possible to have chronic dehydration when your water intake isn't quite as high as it needs to be to clear out the gunk from your body. And gunk equals funk. Not only that, but there's a surprising amount of variation in water quality. I am unable to tolerate my own tap water without it leaving me feeling dreadful, for instance. Add to that the fact that chronic rebels often lose more salt than most, and this further tips the balance. So, for that reason, I want you to add good quality water to your list. Unprocessed foods. When I'm coaching, I encourage my rebels to think, what would cavewoman do? The reason is simple. As a species, humans only started customising their food via selective breeding of crops and more lately processing in the past 10,000 years or so. That's a short space of time for the body to adjust when you think it had 1,990,000 years before that eating just what's found naturally on Earth. There are less allergies to naturally found food than other more modern foods. I'm not going to tell you what to eat. Our varied genetic makeup means that's impossible and something you need to decide via trial and error. But I will say this. When you add unprocessed snack foods to your list, try to think of it as having the least amount of ingredients as possible. One by one, write down the items you need to tackle your symptoms until you have a list that will form the basis of your kit. You can now have fun pulling it all together, but here's a few important points to note. Gather your items together before you find a suitable container for your kit. This way, you can make sure it will fit before you pick up a nice box, bag or basket. Consider keeping small items in your kit inside a smaller bag with a zip in order to reduce the time spent hunting for them. If you have kits and you wish to keep medication in your kit, please ensure that it is safely stored. I can recommend a double zip makeup bag with a small combination padlock to secure the zips together, the number for which you could store in your notebook. If there are things you need to store in the fridge, such as cold packs, make sure they are stored there consistently and, once used, washed and returned. Consider packing a smaller kit of essentials to take with you while you're out of the house or travelling. If you struggle to eat during a flare, try to find something you will tolerate, such as dried fruit. But if there is only something perishable you can eat, try to keep it in stock and replenish it every time you go shopping. If you wish to see an example of my own self-care kit, you can use the link in the show notes to access the blog post that accompanies this episode. If you haven't made a start or printed out your planning kit yet, why not schedule time in your calendar now? Are you ready to say no to your next flare-up and reclaim your precious time? Until next time, dear rebels. If you resonate with my mission to help women make peace with their body, mind and soul and realise their ambitions, you can find out more at victoriateasdale.co.uk, where you can also sign up for show notifications. I hope you'll catch me next week, and remember, just because chronic illness steals your energy doesn't mean it has to steal your dreams too.